There's absolutely no denying it. No denying the fact that Bemidji State has been downright dominant at home this year. Overall, 9-1-3. In WCHA play, however, Beavers are 9-1-1 at home. The only losses coming on a Saturday night in December against Alaska, and then the tie with Michigan Tech, with the Beavers winning in the 3-on-3 overtime. That downright dominant. It's also not deniable that Bemidji State is a darn good hockey team when they score the first goal of the game. In league play, the Beavers have scored first 15 times. They're 13-1-1 when they do that. Conversely, just 6 games against league play where they haven't scored the first goal. Bemidji State got on the board first again last night.
Samoza was out in front. Not even 5 minutes in, the Beavers up 1-0.
Dopp struggled with that shot from Combs, it looked like, and bobbled it a little bit. The rebound came out, and there was Samoza to be able to knock it in.
The Beavers have been unstoppable. The Beavers have been invincible. The Beavers have been downright impossible to play against here in the Sanford Center this year. The players and the coach have certainly taken notice of that.
It means a lot. It's always fun when we do well because, I mean, we want to get as much people to the rink as possible. We want to have as much fans here as possible. And we enjoy being able to give them the kind of game they're looking for, right? We want to play well.
Again, the fans are our seventh man. They add so much to our game, so much to our team, and I'd love to see this building full this weekend.
Bowling Green's season may be at a crossroads. Not only have they lost 3 straight, in their last 10 games they have just 2 wins. Expect better from them tonight, but if the Beavers play like they did last night, something tells me they'll be on the good side of the scoreboard again tonight.
I just thought overall it was a great 60-minute effort. Maybe the best effort we've had this year over the course of 60. I'd have to reflect back on our wins right there. But, you know, when you factor in the team, when you factor in the time of the year, when you factor in what's at stake right now, and then I thought we played a pretty complete game, fellas.
Right side circle, Samoza. Calling for it is Johnson. The shot deflects. Shoots, scores! That one's going to get reviewed. There was a Beaver right out in front of, or may have a skate into the crease. It was Kirkup, I believe.
It hit him in the helmet, Brian, and it went in the net.
Game 2, Beavers and Bowling Green's Falcons, next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.